Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. In the first half hour today, I will be talking with Arabella McFish and Brian LaPrise. Arabella is a student at Bishop's College School, and Brian is a student at Alexander Galt Regional High School. They will be talking about the Township's Young Voices Awards, which are coming up. In the second half hour, I will be talking with Trev Brunton. Trev is with the Township's country rock band called Leadville Union. He also manages Fair Winds Farm and Rescue, an animal rescue. Trev will talk about the band and also about the rescue and how he manages them both while being a real estate broker in the Mansonville area. We'll start off with a song by Felix Cartel and Lights, and the song is called Feel Less. And right after that, we'll hear the interview I did about the Township's Young Voices Awards. We'll start off with Brian LaPrise, and after that, we'll hear from Arabella McFish. So please stay tuned.
Just stop, wait a minute, close your eyes, feel less right. Wait a minute, close your eyes, feel less right.
For the Cube 88.9 FM, and we welcome to the Townships at 12 Brian LaPrise today. And Brian, could you introduce yourself?
Hi, I am a secondary 5 student at Alexander Galt Regional High School. I am very involved in school life and in trying to promote the arts. I am the editor of our school newspaper and the organizer of our Galt Creative Awards that we're starting this year.
Okay, good for you. Now, what is the Township's Young Voices Awards? Let's talk about that.
The Township's Young Voices Awards are a place where any people from 11 to 29 years old can publish fiction, nonfiction, poetry, art, and photography for cash prizes. It's a way to celebrate creativity in the township.
Okay. Now, who is eligible to enter?
Any youth between the ages of 11 and 29.
Okay, that sounds good. And how do you enter, Brian?
You go to townshipsun.ca and head to the Township Young Voices website page and fill out a Google form. There are the guidelines attached, and it's really easy, and you get a chance to win some really cool prizes.
Okay, that sounds great. Any highlights from last year's winning entries?
Many people that I know were winners, including myself. I won a nonfiction award. All of those award winners were published in the Township Sun in the past year. So it's really a great way to promote the arts and your creativity.
Okay. Can I ask you about your nonfiction entry? What was it about?
I wrote about history of Sherbrooke, specifically about the tramway that we had in the 1800s.
Okay, that sounds fascinating. Good for you that you won a prize.
Thank you.
Anything else that you would like to add before we go, Brian?
The Township's Young Voices are such a great initiative that was put in place by the Township Sun, and it really helps encourage youth to be creative and do things that you might not have thought of doing before, and really give you a boost to motivate you to be creative.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, thank you very much, Brian.
You too.
Bye. CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon-Teasdale, and today we welcome to the Townships at 12, Arabella McFish. And could you introduce yourself, Arabella?
Hi, so I'm Arabella McFish. I'm a grade 10 student at Bishop's College School, and I'm doing some volunteer work for the Township Sun to work on promoting the Township's Young Voices Awards this year.
Okay, that's great. So today we're talking about the Township's Young Voices Awards. What's new about this year's competition, Arabella?
So this year we're going to have a bigger prize fund because we have some new sponsors. And we are introducing a new thing, which is teams, Township's Young Voices teams at local high schools. So to start, there are going to be a lot more prizes this year. So we have $3,000 in prize money, and first prize winners in each category will win $450. There's also now going to be like marketing teams at each high school promoting the Township Young Voices Awards. And whatever school has the highest percentage of the student population entering will win $250. And finally, this one's really fun. We have a new mascot, Sunny, who's going to keep everyone up to date on what's happening. And Sunny is on the Township's Young Voices Instagram.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are this year's jurors?
So this, unlike last year, this year the jurors are not going to be anonymous. All of them are contributors to the Township Sun. And we are going to have four jurors, one for nonfiction, one for fiction, one for poetry, and one for art and photography. And those will be Louise Abbott, Tanya Belhumer-Allett, Scott Stevenson, and Yong Suk Kim Lambert. So, yeah.
Okay. When will the awards take place?
So, the awards ceremony is going to take place on the last Sunday in April, which is April 28th. And it's going to be at the Bromwick Community Center in Knowlton. So we're trying to move around which event in the town, like what part of the township is hosting each event. And there's going to be food and refreshments for everyone who comes.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, how will the winners receive their prizes?
So anybody who's there in person, which we're hoping will be everybody, will receive their prize on the spot. And if you can't make it, we are going to have checks in the mail.
Okay, that sounds well organized. And how can we stay up to date with the Township's Young Voices competition?
So the best way to see if there's any new developments or any fun tips from jurors or other participants is to go to the Township's Young Voices Instagram page, which is at TY Voices. And you can also email Anna or I, who are the two youth coordinators, at townshipsyoungvoices@gmail.com.
Okay, great. Do you have anything else to add before we go, Arabella?
So if anybody is interested, just remember to go to the Township Sun website and visit the Township Young Voices section. feel free to enter. Like, there's nothing to lose. There's lots to win. You could be a poet, an artist, a photographer, like writing, and, you know, just have fun. Like I mentioned earlier, we're going to have the Township Young Voices teams at individual high schools. You don't need to be on one of those teams, though, in order to submit work. Feel free to advertise this to your friends, and the more people who participate, the better.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and all the best on the event. Thanks again, Arabella McFish.
Thank you.
These four walls, sent inside forever, never seeing no one nice again like you.
I'm
And we just heard from Paul McCartney, Band on the Run, and that's from an album that's being remastered, I believe, in 2010. And next up, we have some community events to announce. The Lenox Full Library will be holding their annual general meeting coming up on Wednesday, February 21st at 7 p.m. And on February 23rd, the Bishop's University presents Music Chez Nous with Sam Kermeyer, jazz guitarist, Leighton Harnell, bass, and Valerie Lacombe on the drums. We have an important conference with Revenue Quebec, Elders and Taxes coming up. Lenoxville Community Outreach and Surroundings invite the elderly and their close aides at a conference with one representative of Revenue Quebec on the different tax rules that apply to the elders. February 22nd, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Topics covered will be old age security pension, payment of pension, federal supplements, benefits from the pension scheme, Quebec and benefits of a pension scheme, deductions, registration is required, non-refundable tax credits, medical expenses and amount for severe and prolonged disability, refundable tax credits for helping person and for homekeeping of the elderly, responsible at communityaid.ca. 819-821-4779. The fees, socio, fiscal, and other programs, including Solidarity Tax Credit. This happens at Community Aid Office, 164 Queen Street in Lenoxville, Office 104 in the Borough of Lenoxville. Now, please note there will be two sessions with different times and locations on the same day. For French, the session will take place on February 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Community Help Center located at 164 Queen Street in Lenoxville, Office 104. The English session will take place on February 22nd, 1:30 p.m. at the Amity Baudouin Community Center located at 10 Samuel Gratham Street in Lenoxville. And we have an art exhibition going on at the Foreman Art Gallery on the campus of Bishop's University, as Geo Creatures brings together artistic projects that, in their evocation, reinvention, and updating of the connections between living matter and the mineral, invite us to see life through the lens of geology and contemplate how evolution has affected our planet. The exhibition is going on until March. The gallery is open Tuesday to Saturday, noon to 5 p.m., and it's free and open to the community. Again, that's the Foreman Art Gallery on the campus of Bishop's University. And check out the other exhibitions going on at the Bolin Museum out in Quaticook and the Museum of Nature and Science in Sherbrooke. And Sunnyside Elementary School fundraiser, the Sunnyside Parents Participation Organization, currently accepting donations for their upcoming annual bingo. The items will be used as prizes for the bingo winners. Items can be dropped off at Sunnyside Elementary School, 441 Dufferin Street in Stanstead, or you can contact the PPO at sunnysideppo@gmail.com to arrange for pickup. The bingo will be held in the Sunnyside Gymnasium on Saturday, February 17th. Doors are open at 12 noon, games start at 1. A concession stand will be available on site with refreshments available for purchase. And just a reminder, the Hugs campaign for mental health estuary is still on. Hugs, hats, underwear, gloves, socks, and scarves for the homeless. So check that out. If you need some more information or if you'd like to give a check, make sure if you do give a check, you give it in person to them. So I'll give you the number again, 819-565-3777, or email projects@mentalhealthestree.com. So again, if you have an event coming up, you belong to a nonprofit organization, we'd love to help you get the word out. Please give me an email, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. So that's our community events for today.
Alright, alright. Another picture to remember.
like to thank my guests, Brian LaPrise and Arabella McFish, for coming in today and talking to us about the Township's Young Voices Awards. Very exciting, and you can win some cash prizes, so that's always good. So check out the website, go to the Township Sun, TOWNSHIPSSUN.ca, and from there you can go to the Township's Young Voices. So you can get your information there all about the Township's Young Voices Awards. Very exciting. So next up, we'll hear a word from our sponsors and the news with Derek Bullard. I'll be back in the second half hour of the show today with an interview with Trev Brunton. Trev will be talking about his band, Leadville Union, and all about his animal rescue. And he also does real estate, so he's going to tell us how he merges all the three too. So please stay tuned. We'll close off the first part of the show today with a new one from Casey Musgrave's Deeper Well.
My Saturn has returned. When I turned 27, everything started to change. Took a long time, but I learned there's two kinds of people. One is a giver, and one's always trying to take all they can take. So I'm saying goodbye to the people that I feel are real good at wasting my time. No regrets, baby, I just think that maybe you go your way and I'll go mine. It's been a real good time. But you got dark energy, something I can't unsee, and I've got take care of myself. I found a deeper well. I used to wake and bake, roll out of bed, hit the gravity bong that I made, and start the day. For a while it got me by. Everything I did seemed better when I was high. I don't know why. So I'm getting rid of the habits that I feel are real good at wasting my time. No regrets, baby, I just think that maybe it's natural when things lose their shine, so other things can glow. I've gotten older, now I know how to take care of my soul. I found a deeper well. Growing up, we had what we needed, shoes on our feet, but the world was as flat as a plate, and that's okay. The things I was taught only took me so far, had to figure the rest out myself. And then I